Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today's message is called The Playbook. That's right, The Playbook. And this is part one, seven powerful plays for a new season. And our foundation text for this message is found over in 2 Timothy 2 and 15. And it reads, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Amen. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you today in the mighty name of Jesus, and I ask that you bless the people of God that's listening to the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, I ask that this word that I'm speaking is unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. Jesus, we thank you for being the word. Holy Spirit, we ask that you water the word that's being sown as a seed and allowed to grow up and manifest in their lives. We ask that the word is not choked out and the word does not fall by the wayside. We ask that we study the playbook, that we continue to study the playbook. We study our plays. We do not have to be ashamed of studying the word, and we will come out and win the game. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. The playbook, seven powerful plays for a new season. You know, as we are entering into a new season, it is vital that we forget about the past and focus on winning the game today. Winning the game each day. We must step back, look at the schedule in life, and say, you know, that's a sure win. It's a sure win through Jesus Christ. You know he already has the victory. So we're going to win this season. So we might as well get ready, get set, and put on the whole armor of God. We're going to gear up for this new season. We're not just going to go out there in a t-shirt. We already done studied the plays. It's going to be a win. Amen to that. So let's look at the playbook. Let's see what plays that we have in order to win this game in the new season. Let's look at the seven powerful plays. In the first play that we must have, this is a foundation play, and this is going to get us some yards in life. It's going to get us from faith to faith. Let's look at love. We have to love more in the new season. How about that? You know that love is the key. It is the root and foundation of everything else. It branches off and it touches people's hearts. Don't believe me? It says in the word that God is love. And if we are his children and made in his image, then we have to love. And if we look at John 3 and 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whomsoever believeth in him shall have life and have it more abundantly." See that? God is love. He loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, how many of you will give up your only son because of love? Think about that. And let's look at some more scriptures on love. Let's look at the playbook. Let's look at this power play. And let's look at the details of the power play of love. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. And this is the King James Version. And it reads, "And the word charity is the same thing as love." So let's go back. "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity is envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But you know that love never fails." Amen to that. So that's a power play. That's a key power play that's going to get us to win the new season. Love. And another scripture is Galatians 5:20 through 25. And that's the fruit of the Spirit. Love starts it off. It's so important to love. And I know you probably thinking like, "Well, Pastor, why should I love? They just did me the wrong way. They just discouraged me. They just stole from me. You know, they just robbed me of my dignity. They made my heart ache." But the word of God said there are two things that are the greatest among these: that you love God with all your heart and soul and mind, and that you love your neighbor. Amen to that. You have to love your neighbor just like you love yourself. And you know, When you love yourself, you put on nice clothes, you wash yourself up, you smell good. So you have to love your neighbor just the same as you love yourself, just like you take care of yourself. You have to love your neighbor. You want them to smell good. How about that? You want them to smell good. So love more for this new season. And let's look at the second play for the new season. It's going to get us further up the field. Imagine we're playing football. We're looking at our plays. It's going to get us more up the field and more into the touchdown of life. And the second powerful play of the seven powerful plays for new season is we have to give more. We have to give more. And I'm not talking about collateral. That's good too. But we have to give more of our time. We have to give more in listening. You know, we have to be slow to speak and quick to hear, you know, because people just want to talk. They want you to listen. I don't want you to say anything. I just want you to sit down and listen to what I have to say, because I got some stuff that I have on my heart, have some stuff on my chest, and I just want to get it off. So we have to listen. Just be there for people, just to listen. Now, I'm not saying that you have to give them any advice, but just be a listener. And if they're talking things that you don't need to hear, then don't listen. When you listen, that's how relationships are formed and are furthered, just by listening. They just need a listening ear. So listening, that's a form of giving as well. Blessing those in need, you can bless those that are in need as giving. And let's back this up with scripture. Let's go over to Proverbs 3:27. Let's see what it talks about. Proverbs 3:27. And it reads, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do so. And let us move to 28. And it says, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. You see, giving to those in need. If you already have something on you and you're just walking past a person and they are asking you for something and you have it, you know, it could be a person that's homeless. It can be a person that's just stranded and needs to get home and they just need a dollar to get home and it's cold outside. Don't just have a Babylonian mindset and care about the cares of this world and just be selfish and walk past when you have it. We know that God has speak to your heart to give it. Don't shun away from them. Don't cancel out the voice when God is speaking to you to give to that person, and you know that you have it in your pocket, in your book bag, or what have you. Give it. God promised that He'll give it back to you. When you give into their lives, He'll give it back because you took care of them. You never know that you could be entertaining an angel. So give, and God will bless you with some more. Amen to that. And let's look at Luke 6:30. The seven power plays for a new season. And this is Jesus talking in Luke 6:30. And he says, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Amen. He said that you give to everyone that asks of thee. And so I'll tell you a quick story. I was coming to Cincinnati for Christmas. I was sitting in the Union Station, and I noticed a lot of different men came up to me and just asked me for stuff. It was like a rush of men coming up to ask for stuff. Now, I know some people, it's their hustle. But you know what? If I continue to give and give and give and give and give, I'm going to be out pretty soon. How can I handle this situation and give without tapping out? What if I took $500, we'll say $500, or just $100, and just gave a penny, 2 pennies, gave 5 pennies, gave a quarter, gave a dollar a day? What if I gave a dollar a day? You know, what if I took those 52 weeks, yes, in a year, 52 times 7, that concept, stored it up ahead of time, and just gave out a dollar a day? Now, I know I'm not going to be somewhere 7 days a week, but what if I just stored it up? That's only $365, giving out a dollar a day. Think about that concept. And let's look over at another scripture, Proverbs 11:24. Proverbs 11:24. And it reads, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. I was just thinking about that scripture. So imagine you're just scattering the wealth that you have. You're giving, you're scattering. You know, I'm going to give over in this neighborhood. I'm going to give over in this neighborhood. Take the concept of the pennies or the dollars that you're giving out each day. I'm going to go to this neighborhood. I'm going to set up shop, and I'm just going to give, I'm going to give a dollar right here in this neighborhood. Then I'm going to give a dollar right here, maybe $2 over in this neighborhood. What that is doing is building relationships. And God said he'll give you favor with men. It says to give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. So as you're giving, you're just setting up shop. You're just being different places. You're loving on people. You're giving into people's bosom. And they're giving back into you. God is giving you favor with men. You're building those relationships as you love on people, as you give into people. And then the power of multiplication comes in there, because you're going from place to place to place. You're building relationships based on love, God's love. You're building relationships based on giving. You're building relationships just on listening, spending time, and blessing those in need. And the power of multiplication comes into effect on your life. And God just shows you favor. He gives you favor and gives you favor with men. How about that? Just by giving. Those are two powerful plays that I just went over. Love more, give more. You are winning. Every day you win, win, win. In the new season. All right, let's look at a third power play of the seven powerful plays for a new season. And a third power play that'll get you the victory. This is a power sweep. It's the power of prayer. You have to pray more, folks. Pray more. We have to pray God's will. The word says that we have to pray without ceasing, and we can pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Spirit. Let's look at James 5:13. We can start there. And it says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen to that. That's the power of prayer. So when we pray, things happen in the spiritual realm. And let us look at 1 John 5:14. And it reads, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Amen to that. So he hears when we pray. As long as we're asking in his will, his word, thy will be done, his will, his promises that's in his word, he'll hear what we say. Amen. And let's go over to Jude 1:20. And this is praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, which builds you up and gives you more strength. Let's read. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So as we pray in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that's our heavenly language. It is a language that builds us up, and it is a language that the enemy, that Satan, cannot decipher. He doesn't know what you're saying. It goes straight up to the Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit takes it straight up to the Heavenly Father, and we don't even know what it says. We don't even know what we're praying, but we can be blessing nations with what we're praying in the Holy Spirit. Healing is taking place as we're praying in the Holy Spirit. We don't know, but we can ask them. We can ask our Father God in Jesus' name to reveal to us what we just said. It is powerful to pray in the Holy Spirit. Amen. The seven power plays for a new season. And let us go to the fourth power move, the power play that's going to get us to push forward in faith. And that is, we have to praise more. That's right. We have to praise more. You know, when we praise God and thank him for all the things that he's done for us, all the things that he's delivered us from, that he got us through, he looks down and smiles on us. It's just like being a father or a mother or auntie, an uncle, grandparents. Every time they do something, they love to do things for their children. They just love to see their children happy. And once the child looks up to their father or mother and says, you know what, I thank you for doing that for me, it just does something for the father and mother's heart, and it makes them smile upon their child, and it makes them, tell you the truth, it makes them want to do it again. Especially grandparents. You know that grandparents, when you send your children over grandparents' house, they just want to give them all the candy they can and send them back to you. But the children are so happy. They say, thank you, grandmama. Thank you, grandpa, for giving me that. And it just warms the grandparents' hearts. It's just like our Heavenly Father. When we say thank you, we give him praise. It just warms his heart and he smiles upon us. And he'll do it again because we know where our help comes from. We know that he's our provider, Jehovah Jireh. So when we praise him, we sing to him like, hey, he loves that because he made us to praise anyway. We were made to praise and worship him. So just like we pray without ceasing, we can praise without ceasing. We can literally go down the street. We can sing unto God as we're walking, as we're in our car, we can praise him. So don't sit down when you get to church on that Sunday, on that Wednesday, on that Friday. Give him some praise. Stand up, clap those hands, stomp those feet. Give God the praise and thank him for all that he has done. And let us look at some scripture to back it up. Let's look at Hebrews 13 and 15. Let's see what Hebrews has to say, because we have to look at the details of the place that's going to push us forward in this new season. And it reads, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks in his name. So we're praising God continually. That's without ceasing. And we're praising him with the fruit of our lips. That's a sacrifice. We're not going to get tired and be like, you know what? We're just going to sit down. We'll thank him later. No, we're going to praise him right now. We have to have a right now praise in our hearts because he woke us up this morning. He set us on our way. He gave us a new day. He breathed life into us. So we have to praise him about that. Don't just sit down and think we did it ourselves. Without him, we can do nothing. Amen. And let us go over to Psalm 69, 30 through 31. And this is a psalm of King David. And it reads, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that have horns and hoofs. Amen to that. So King David is saying, my praise, the fruit of my lips, giving the Lord all that I got, dancing naked in front of the Lord, giving him praise, thanking him, that's better than sacrificing an ox or a bullock. You see, praise is power. And it says that the Lord will be pleased at that praise. Amen to that. So let's look at another power play in the playbook, the seven power plays of a new season. And this is power play number five. Five is the number of grace. And what we have to do in looking at the playbook, the detail of this power play, we can go straight up the middle. We have to worship more. Worship is being more intimate with God. It is the surrendering of ourselves totally unto him. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to take over us and speak to us. It's spending time before the throne of God. We can cry before God. We can talk to God. We can go before him boldly as a lion, but it's total surrenderance. It's intimacy at its best. So we have to worship more. There's power in the worship. We can go straight to the throne of God. It's a up the middle play. And let us look at scripture. Let's look at Matthew 6, 5 through 6. And this is Jesus talking. And it reads, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Amen to that. So we have to pray. We have to worship our God, our Father, in secret. We don't have to show off. We have to worship him in secret. When we go up that middle, we use that play, the power of worship, as a power play in the new season. God will reward us openly. So we have to lay in front of our God before his throne. Do it in secret and he will reward you openly. That's the power of worship. We need to worship more. Amen. And let us move on. We're almost to the touchdown. We must intercede more. That's another power move. Another power play in a new season. We must intercede more. Now, interceding, we know that it causes things to happen. We can see when Peter, he was delivered from prison over in Acts 12 and 5. And when the saints prayed, they interceded for him. Those chains just came loose. They loose the chains. And let us read over in Acts 12 and 5. And it says, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And let's read further. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Put on your clothes. Nah, he didn't say that. He said, Guard thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. He thought he was in a vision, y'all. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. So that intercession, when you intercede for people, chains are broken. That's what happened. Chains are broken and people are set free from the enemy because you are interceding for them. Amen. And let us look at Matthew 18, 19 through 20. Let's see what that says about interceding. And it reads, Again, I say unto you, this is Jesus talking, that if two or you shall agree on earth in touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen to that. So we know that when the saints prayed for Peter, that the Father in heaven sent an angel and those doors were open. The prison doors, everything had to line up with the word of God. So freedom in Jesus Christ, there is freedom. There is liberty. Intercession causes those bonds to break. And we can imagine, we can look at the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm looking at Matthew 18, 19 through 20, when it says that two or three gather in his name, that he'll be amongst us in the midst. You know, that's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So I can imagine with the three Hebrew boys, I believe they were in there praying and interceding for each other. And Jesus was in the midst because they prayed ahead of time. They said, You can throw us into the fiery furnace, but our God is able to deliver us. You may think it's your fire, but it's not your fire. It's God's fire. We already done interceded. Daniel was interceding for us. And when we get thrown in this fire, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself, will be there to deliver us from this fire. And we know what happened. The Father sent the Son of God, and they just played in the fire. Prayer and intercession. Interceding for people delivers. It breaks chains, and we can move forward through faith. So we have to intercede more. It's a power move. All right, let's look at number 7 of the 7 power plays for a new season. So currently we have love more, give more, pray more, praise more, worship more, intercede more, and the final way that we can do, number 7, that will complete this entire thing is to have faith. Amen. Have faith in God. And you know, we live from faith to faith, from glory to glory. We must release our faith to grow because faith grows. It says that God has given us a measure of faith, mustard seed faith. As a seed, we have to allow that faith to grow. As God is telling us to do things, as the Holy Spirit is telling us which direction to go, we must believe in his word, believe what he's saying. And as we do what he says do, our faith grows. Faith is movable. It increases. We go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. So we must increase our faith in God. That is a power move. And let's look at some scripture. We'll look at Hebrews 11 and 6. And it reads, But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen to that. In order to please God in this new season, it's vital that we have to have faith. We have to have faith in God. You know, we can't turn away from what he says he'll do. The three Hebrew boys said he's well able to deliver us. They saw the fire. They knew how hot it was. They saw those three guards that bound them up die as they took them to the fire. But they went anyway. They had complete faith in the Lord thy God. So we must have faith in God. Trust him at his word. He said, My word does not return void. Having faith. That's a power move. Is another key. Faith and love. You see that? Love starts it off. Faith finishes it. Love and faith. Everything is in between. Love and faith. Amen. So as I close this message of the playbook, seven powerful plays of a new season, we must continue pressing towards the mark. Just like Paul said, we must continue to press towards the mark. We are forgetting those things behind us. We're looking forward in faith, pushing forward through faith, pressing towards the mark. We're looking towards Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. So once again, let's go down the playbook and look at the seven power plays for a new season. Number one being love more. Two, give more. Three, pray more. Four, praise more. Five, worship more. Six, intercede more. And seven, as completion, faith. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed and win a new season on purpose. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His Word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm excited to invite you to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Bible Study and Fellowship. Bible Study and Fellowship takes place at the Loyola University Chicago Northside Campus every Thursday night at 7 p.m. All are welcome. To find out the actual location and details, go to TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship.org. See you there. Be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor, Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.com. That's inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.com.